Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports of the Legend. Along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew, I am, of course, William Remo. Hey, what's up, Mac? How you doing?
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
Hey, I'm doing all right, man. You know, just a typical day in sports. You know, we're going to lead off with some free agency news in the NFL, talk a little NBA news, you know, what's going on with the standings, and you know, Tim Duncan made history in a win today. Not history he was looking forward to, but we'll get into that momentarily. Talk a little spring training news, you know, as the, you know, Mets and Yankees are getting ready for the, you know, the upcoming season. And, of course, as usual, you know, we're going to end the show with a little WWE news, a little, you know, some more Joe news regarding him possibly signing, you know, with WWE. And, of course, most importantly, you know, the number is 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So feel free to share your thoughts on any of these topics and more. And with that, let's just let's get the opening kickoff with this show and start with the free agency news. Man, NFC East, or I should say the AFC East, man, they're not playing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Jets a few days ago got Brandon Marshall. Oh, you were saying something?
Oh, no, I was listening.
Oh, yeah. You know, the Jets acquired Brandon Marshall, which, you know, is definitely, you know, gave them that number one receiver that they desperately needed and that, you know, will slot Eric Decker to his natural second banana spot. And also their rival, the Dolphins, are rumored to sign Sue in the free agency. I don't know if you heard about that.
Oh, yeah. I was just reading it online.
So, I mean, and, you know, not to mention the Bills, I think, made a move not too long ago as well.
Yeah, they traded for LeSean McCoy from the Eagles.
Right, that was last week, I believe, or
yep.
A few days ago.
Yeah, so, that's – the AFC East is going to be stacked now.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely going to be interesting. And then, of course, we're talking about a team that didn't do anything in the offseason. The only AFC East team we're not talking about. And I think I'm talking about the Super Bowl champion, New England Patriots.
Yeah.
So this is going to be a crazy division. Most likely,
oh, yeah.
You know, the Patriots will win yet again the AFC East title yet again. But this offseason is very interesting.
Yeah, it's a lot of moves right now. These teams trying to compete with the Patriots in that division and...
Oh, yeah.
You know, trying to make a lot of big moves. I like the Bills move. I mean, I think that was a great trade for them to get LeSean McCoy. You know, they already have a good defense. They have a good wide receiver core. I really like Sammy Watkins, and now they have a running back in LeSean McCoy, who I was very surprised when I heard that trade. You know, I didn't think that would ever happen, but Bills were able to pull it off, and yeah, they got to be a very tough team to face during the season next year.
Oh, yeah. And then plus you got Rex Ryan coaching, you know, against
mm-hmm.
his former team, the Jets. You know, that's another game you want to actually two games. The one when he returns to the Meadowlands and his first game against the Jets in Buffalo. Those are two games
yeah.
you definitely want to circle on your calendar.
Oh, yeah.
Sports fan. And, yeah, I mean, I totally agree with you. And it goes with the Brandon Marshall trade, you know, I didn't think that came out of nowhere.
Yeah, I didn't think that would ever happen also. I mean, he was the Bears' number one wide receiver, you know, but I guess his issues off the field, you know, had the Bears concerned a bit, so that's probably why they decided to trade him.
Yeah, I think that's the only logical reason, really, for
yeah.
that trade. And, yeah, and this definitely... as all people expected, this will be marks the end of Percy Harvin's one year as a Jet. You know, he
yeah.
also left the Seahawks, you know, because of allegedly because of clubhouse issues, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you know that's the only way how trades like that can happen. You know, a talented guy like that, you know, gets traded. You know, it has to be some off the field stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's definitely going to be interesting what's going to go on. And it looks like Eagles, they also signed Frank Gore also.
Yeah, that's a good move. Although, you know, McCoy, he had a great season in 2013. I was really surprised that they didn't decide to keep him for next year. I know this past year his numbers weren't that great compared to the year before, but he's still one of the top running backs in the league when he's fully healthy.
Yeah,
very versatile. He catches the ball out of the backfield. Very quick running back. I mean, I don't know. I still think the Eagles would be a good team, but Gore is a power runner, but I don't know if he has that, if he's as versatile as McCoy is.
I feel you. But yeah, it's definitely going to be worth noting. It's going to go down in the AFC East, and especially, you know, all the other teams in the, you know, in the NFL.
Oh yeah, the AFC East here right now is that's definitely the division to watch right now because of the trades and the fact that the Patriots are the defending champions. You know.
Oh yeah, no doubt. Every as usual, you know, everybody's, you know, gunning for the Patriots, but now, legitimately, the target's on them.
Oh yeah.
And you know, switching to NBA, you know, of course, the two top teams in the, you know, in the NBA is of course the Warriors and also, you know, the Hawks.
Oh yeah.
And Golden State is playing a game right now. I think against Denver, if I'm not mistaken. I think they're beating them. If I'm not mistaken, right?
I'm not sure. I haven't been watching any games today. But the Hawks are playing out of their minds, and the Warriors are playing out of their minds. That might be a finals matchup right there.
Yeah, potentially. And you know that team is always the Hawks, you know, for years, for like about a decade, they've always been a team, a hungry team, an underdog mm-hmm. team that's always like scratching and clawing their way and, you know, pushing teams like the Celtics. And I'm trying to think of other team that they push to the game seven, but they always lose. But
yep.
This time the Hawks, they're not playing, man. The Hawks are dominating, man.
Yeah, they shoot a lot of threes and they make a lot of threes and they pass the ball well. They're probably the best passing team in the Eastern Conference or probably in the NBA next to San Antonio.
Shoot, with their record, did Dominique Wilkins come out of retirement or something? I mean, they're just whooping everybody's behind, man.
I think they're at least going to go to Eastern Conference Finals, at least.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt about that.
Because the East there's some good
Cavs.
Teams in the East, but I mean, other than Cleveland and mm-hmm. Toronto, maybe Chicago, you know, they could be anybody in the East, I think.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's going to be Cavs versus, the Hawks. But then again, that's not a groundbreaking prediction, you know.
Yeah, Cavaliers look like they're at number three seed right now. And with Derrick Rose out, they might jump to that number two seed very soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been thinking about it, but this has been, I think these last 2 years have been the worst years in NBA history because you got the Lakers horrible, you got the Celtics mm-hmm. terrible, and of course the Knicks, you know, in their post-Ewing form,
yeah.
You know. So, I mean, this is literally the worst time of basketball. You got three of the marquee teams in the history of in the history of the NBA. They're all horrible.
Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's basically going to be, you know, the Hawks, Cavs, Warriors, Spurs. Those are basically the teams that are really going to, you know, have a shot. I mean, you know, Thunder, you know, they started off slow too. Like the Cavs, they started off slow. They started to pick up their, you know, started to play more like their old selves, you know, lately.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it's basically those are the only five teams that are serious championship contenders.
Yeah,
and then
agree.
You could throw in the Bulls, because, you know, Bulls are always a feisty team. It doesn't matter if Derrick Rose get hurt for, like, the third time, you know. You know, they always – and I think Jimmy Butler got hurt too, if I'm not mistaken, recently also.
Yeah, they have a lot of injuries right now, but they still have one of the best records in the Eastern Conference. So, but
yeah,
I don't know. If they, you know, I think they could be beat by any of the Eastern teams right now.
Mm-hmm. Is it too early to put Tom Thibodeau in the Hall of Fame? Because this guy, man, he hasn't won any championships, obviously, but man, those guys, no matter if Derrick Rose is always hurt, they're always in the hunt.
Yeah, well, they got good players to surround themselves. You know?
Well, yeah, of course, yeah. It's not like they got scrubs, you know.
Yeah.
Because they got Noah and, well, Butler's hurt also.
Gasol.
Yeah, Gasol, of course.
Yeah.
You know, they got hungry guys on that team, man.
For real.
So you can never count those guys out. And speaking of the Spurs, I don't know. I think the Spurs recently just beat the Bulls earlier today. And like I was alluding to, the Spurs beat the Bulls by the final score of 116-105. And like I was mentioning earlier in the opener, Tim Duncan made history. You want to guess what it is?
Fastest player to reach certain number of points or rebounds.
Nope. For the first time, it's actually negative news. Tim Duncan, for the first time in his career, this is the first time he didn't make a basket. He went 0 for 8.
Wow.
Yeah, and he only scored 3 points.
Wow.
Yeah. So this is the first let me see, 1,310 games before he finished the game without making any field goals.
Wow, that's un-Tim Duncan like.
It is un-Tim Duncan like, because this guy's like a robot, man. It's like, you know, he's automatic, man.
Yeah.
Shoot, if Superman was guarding him, he still would shoot over him.
Yeah.
That's how money his shot is, man.
Wow.
It's like him and Dirk Nowitzki, man. Those are like the two guys in the modern era. Like when they shoot, they could, even if you're guarding them, they're so tall. It looks like, you know, they're just playing horse by themselves.
Yeah, Tim Duncan banks a lot of his shots in. Mm-hmm. You know, so that is surprising that he went.
It is
the first time that he's gone, you know, over had an offer in the game.
Yeah, I guess this destroys my theory that Tim Duncan's a robot. Unless if he was programmed to malfunction today to throw us off.
Well, despite that, he's still Hall of Famer. So.
Oh yeah, no doubt about it, and a five-time the five-time NBA champion.
Yeah.
And man, our first ballot Hall of Famer, and unfortunately, you know, the first time he won, you know, we were very familiar with that.
Oh yeah.
You know, against our Knicks, 99, his second year. But man, that, you know, he's. I mean, what else can you say? He's Tim Duncan, basically. He's awesome, man.
Yeah, no doubt. He's like Derek Jeter without the girls.
Yeah, that's true. And he doesn't play in New York.
Yeah.
Man, imagine if this dude played in New York.
Oh yeah.
My goodness, this guy
he's a star.
He would have been the man in New York City.
For real.
Man. Shoot. But we can't it's too late now. Hopefully hopefully Knicks can draft somebody in the draft, maybe, you know, Towns from from Kentucky, or Okafor from Duke, maybe, you know.
Yeah. We need a top big man.
Oh yeah, no doubt, man. That's definitely one of the things that they're lacking. Other than a point guard.
Yep.
Unless if Tim Hardaway Jr. can, you know, be more consistent, you know, as a point guard.
But Tim Hardaway Jr., he's more of a shooting guard, you know.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I know, that's the problem.
We need a true point guard.
Yeah, that's what we need. Those are the two positions we need. And I mean, those are the two most important positions in, you know, on the NBA court anyway. But yeah, we'll definitely keep an eye on.
What were you gonna say? Before you move on, you know, there's rumors that maybe LaMarcus Aldridge might come here in off season. You know, he's probably gonna be the top center in this free agency class during the summer, so he might be someone that Knicks might want to go after.
Oh, I would love that. I would totally love that, but until he stands on the dotted line, I'm definitely not going to believe that happening.
Yeah, he's a double-double guy, 2010.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you definitely use a guy like that.
Definitely, no doubt about that. We definitely need a guy who could pass him the ball.
Yeah.
But with that said, yeah, let's move over to whatchamacallit, hot stove. Well, I should say actually spring training, since all the major hot stove news have already happened, really. But yeah, let's talk about the Mets, man. You know, Matt Harvey, he made his first spring training outing a few days ago on Friday night, before Syndergaard pitched on the same day. And, you know, they both pitched well. You know, Harvey was Harvey. You know, he passed that first test. And one of his pitches, you know, remember, he's coming off with Tommy John surgery last year. He didn't pitch the whole year last year. Mm-hmm. This guy, one of his pitches was 99 miles per hour, man.
He's back.
Hey, Harvey looks like he's back, man. You know, it's spring training, but, you know, he definitely looked like
Matt Harvey of old.
Harvey of old. And Syndergaard, you know, that's the Mets' top pitching prospect, and he was expected to debut last year, but due to his inconsistencies in Triple-A, he didn't make his debut last year. So, you know, he's hoping to, you know, make an impression on the Mets. You know, start off strong in the spring training and make it difficult for the Mets to start him in Triple-A. But either way, most likely he's going to start in Triple-A because of the Mets' depth, you know, pitching-wise. And, you know, hopefully in a few months, maybe around June, you know, Syndergaard will make his Major League debut as a member of the New York Mets.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, DeGrom, the last year Rookie of the Year, I think he pitched yesterday, if I'm not mistaken. And I don't remember how well I think he pitched well, but in any case, it's, you know, spring training. And I think Tanaka pitched yesterday also.
Yeah, Yankees pitching is going to be something to look at during the spring training. You're talking about Yankees Tanaka, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, I don't think there's no other Tanaka in the game anymore.
Yeah, true. That's true. Yankees have arms, you know. They have Sabathia, Tanaka. They have Nova coming back. They have what's the other pitcher that we got from Seattle?
Pineda.
Pineda. You know, they have some guys, some arms there. So we have to worry about our hitting. And the guy that we're going to have to rely on is A-Rod. You know, we're going to have to hope he still has some power to provide for the Yankees, because Teixeira definitely needs some help. Ellsbury also, and some of these other guys. So it's going to be interesting to see how A-Rod does. I know he made his debut in spring training earlier this week, went 1-for-3. So everything he does is going to be closely monitored.
Yeah, no doubt.
Hopefully you can move forward, you know, enough of this A-Rod saga and just play baseball.
When, I don't know if you heard, but in, you know, soccer news, Lionel Messi surpassed Cristiano Ronaldo's hat-trick record. He had
nice.
He has 24 career hat-tricks.
Messi's, I told you, man. Messi is like the greatest player since Pele.
Yeah, he's an awesome dude.
This guy is like phenomenal. I was very, I felt very bad that, you know, he didn't win that World Cup, but
yeah, I did too.
Hey, shit happens. Maybe next 4 years or next 3 years.
Yeah, because of that performance, he has 41 goal in the season, which. You know, made him the first player in Spanish football history, or soccer, you know, in America terms, to score 40 or more goals in six different seasons.
Yeah.
So, congrats to him.
Yeah, well, hopefully, you know, he reaches another World Cup and maybe wins it this time, because it'd be tough for him to go out and not win one, him being a great player, you know, but...
Oh, yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, definitely. And speaking of WWE, whatchamacallit, I think it was Monday when they officially announced that one of your favorite, you know, wrestlers, or in this case, divas or women wrestlers, Alondra Blaze, a.k.a. Medusa, she's going in to the Hall of Fame.
Well deserved.
Yeah, one of the best. And,
oh,
of
yeah,
course, it's good that WWE forgave her for, you know, that infamous moment when she threw the woman's title in the, you know, in the garbage can when she signed with WCW.
Yeah.
It's a well-deserved, you know, induction.
Yeah, definitely one of the greatest female wrestlers to ever wrestle, you know. She definitely deserves it.
And also the highlight of Raw was Jon Stewart appearing on you know, Seth Rollins' version of The Daily Show, highlighted by, you know, Seth Rollins getting his cojones kicked by Jon Stewart.
With some help.
Yeah, he got distracted by, who distracted him? Oh, Randy Orton.
Randy Orton, yeah.
Yeah. When are they finally going to admit that, when is Randy Orton finally going to, you know, admit that he's not really with the authority? I don't see the point of him faking. I don't see the whole point of him faking it.
I guess he's teasing for right now. Make it seem like he's with them, and then the betrayal is going to happen very soon. So.
Oh, yeah, it's going to definitely happen soon, because the way how they're saying it up, these two are going to fight at WrestleMania. Because there's no way Seth Rollins or Randy Orton is not going to have a fight, let alone not against each other. So, you know, that's coming. You know what I like? What I'm seeing with WWE, the Intercontinental storyline with the guys, especially R-Truth and Dean, you know, Dean Ambrose and Luke Harper stealing the Intercontinental title.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting.
You know what it reminds me of?
The Hardcore title.
Ah, you see, you read my mind. That's exactly what I was going to say. The Hardcore title back in the days.
Yeah, switching hands.
When the title literally switched hands, not, you know, just people stealing the title, you know, because obviously Wade Barrett is, or Bad News Barrett, as he's now called, he's still currently the champion.
Yeah.
But it's very interesting, you know, with the whole title being stolen. You know, Daniel Bryan's going to be in the ladder match for the Intercontinental title. Luke Harper, R-Truth, who's now afraid of ladders, you know, even though he competed in ladder matches in the past. And he's an unofficial part of the announce team, because he always does commentary nowadays now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
I'm not mad at him. I'm mad at him, you know. He's very entertaining on the mic, so I'm not complaining. And who else? Luke Harper, Daniel Bryan, Dolph Ziggler.
Now Stardust.
Oh, yeah, now Stardust is in there, so I'm guessing Goldust is going to get in there too.
Yeah, wow. I wonder how many men is going to be in there.
I think it's going to be 8, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow.
And,
interesting to watch.
Yeah, I'm definitely interested in that match now with this whole Intercontinental storyline going on. And what else happened? Paul Heyman cut a promo, and while he was cutting the promo, his speech was literally being cut off by a bad mic while he was cutting a promo. what else happened? Samoa Joe. He recently had an interview with Jericho, and in that interview, you know, he spoke about his, you know, his career, and after the interview was over, Jericho hinted that, you know, Jericho that basically Samoa Joe isn't with the WWE regarding a contract, so, you know, hopefully, you know, they could come to a deal and Samoa Joe will debut in WWE. That'd be cool.
Yeah, that is.
So we'll see what happens. And if he does sign with WWE, is he going to go to NXT first, or is he going to make a rare jump straight to WWE? Because the only guy who did that was Sting. Other than that, nowadays, it doesn't matter how top of a indie guy you are, or if you're a top guy in ROH or TNA, you repackage yourself and you go to NXT.
So I think he might make it straight to WWE. I mean, he was in TNA, which is it's not really an independent wrestling league. It was, it's a professional league that was on TV, so I think he might jump straight to WWE if he does sign.
You might be right, because reportedly Triple H is a fan of his. So, rightfully so. The guy's known as the Samoan submission machine or something like that. So, this guy's he's an awesome wrestler. So,
I just hope that, he doesn't come to WWE and becomes like Taz. Where Taz came in, he was like a big wrestler in ECW, and then comes to WWE and WWE doesn't use him right.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And Samoa Joe and Taz does basically have the same gimmick when you think about it.
Yeah.
They're guys who can just, strong dudes who could just, make you tap out, man.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
They basically have the same gimmick, Tough dudes, man. So it would definitely be interesting if he does finally WWE.
Yeah, that's something to watch.
And of course, folks, we're gonna keep you posted if that does come, come to pass.
For real.
In a future episode of Sports Urban Legend, you have anything you'd like to say?
Check out my show, iMac, on Saturdays at 11, and come back here. Check out Sports Urban Legend.
Every Saturday, Sunday at 6 p.m.
on Blog Talk Radio.
Darn right. Well, you hear the song, kids. You know what time it is. All for the same time for the episode of Sports Urban Legend. I'm Will Mo. Keep calling, Matthew. And I'll see you guys next week. Until then, peace.